All right, I'd like to welcome everybody to the January 8th, 2024 Select Meeting, and could you join me with the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did you restart the recording on that?
Well, did you get any rest, Jeff?
Yeah.
Did you?
A little bit, yeah.
Good, good.
Slept in the truck.
Did you? Just took a quick nap?
Yeah.
It's quieter in there than at home.
Well, from what I've seen, you did an awesome job, you and your guys.
It came out good, yeah.
It's pretty on par here, the walkways around the building look pretty good.
Yeah.
Who does that, Jeff?
A guy that works for me, he actually plows with my pickup. We have a snow blower, he uses to snow blow it.
Nice.
Nice and clean.
Yeah.
Bare pavement.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, yeah.
Perfect.
Gonna get a bunch of rain on Wednesday.
Yeah, so it'll wash all this away.
Yep.
All right, I'd like to open the public hearing at 6:32. And this is for the acceptance of two grants. One block grant and one bridge aid fund grant. You wanna speak to that, Boyd, or?
Yeah, I emailed the engineer from the state to ask the question that Jeff and I talked about today, whether this block grant, whether these funds could be used on box culverts.
Yeah.
So that box culvert, we wanna replace someday on North Road.
Yeah.
Whether we can start saving money up from these block grants and apply that to that project.
So we can use
well,
that?
Well, I'm waiting for
oh, you haven't got now. To, okay.
Technically, box culverts are a bridge. They technically are.
Yeah.
But they're, I think, also kind of classified as a culvert, so I don't know. It would be kind of cool to be.
But he is going to get back to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, it didn't hurt to ask us.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
That would save us tons.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you want a motion, Mr.
Yes, sir.
I move we accept the bridge grant in the amount of $19,576.74.
Second.
Any questions or discussions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
And there's one more grant.
Yep.
I move we accept the highway block grant in the amount of $33,059.48.
Now, I just said there's no restrictions on that.
So that's just for road work.
Right.
Similar to the one we got last year.
Perfect.
I didn't realize that they were making multiple installments, but I think it's.
I think it's
like
just
a,
two. Yeah, there's one last year and then the one this year.
I don't know. Maybe another one's even coming. I mean, who knows?
Good.
But yeah, that's
could
just
that
for
be
road
applied
work
to the same project?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah, because that one doesn't have restrictions.
Nope.
So. Good.
All right.
Yeah, any further discussion or questions?
Nope.
Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Brian.
Thank you.
All right. I'll close the public hearing at.
Brian?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just a question on that. I can hear you, but I can't understand everything. The question I had is that one that was the highway bridge one, is that the one down by. Deerfield Road there?
It's not specific. It's just for bridge work. It's not specific to that. It's just bridge work. So it can be applied to any of them in town.
Okay. Because when you agreed to the input that came from the state about refreshing that bridge, I didn't understand it. It didn't make sense. So I was just wondering if this was one of them. If it was, then in my mind, it needs to be put someplace special so that at the point in time he's going to fix that, he has the money available.
Yeah. All right, so.
If it's just general bridge work, I guess.
Right, that's what it is. It's not specific.
That specific bridge one is actually where we conduct the work and we actually pay for it, and then the state actually reimburses us for what we spend.
And I did not understand that thing because it looked like we
80%, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't getting our money back. So.
Right. Yeah, we get 80% back. That's it.
I mean, the description of it is in accordance with House Bill 2, which says that's something that's a pickup of all of the legislation that was done in the last year. So if there was something in there that said the $19,000 and money was for a specific project,
right,
then that would be something that we should be putting away in a capital reserve fund to make sure it's there when we do the work.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Anything else? If nothing, I'll close the public hearing at 6:36. All right. Approval of minutes, December 11th.
Make a motion to accept the public minutes from December 11th.
I was in here.
I'll second it.
Second it? Okay. Any questions or modifications? Seeing none? All in favor?
Roger Dane.
Boyd.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
And one abstention. Okay. Highway, you're up.
All right, so for the month of December, we did a bunch of drainage and culvert work. This was separate from like any of the storm stuff that we had. We did a lot of stuff. We did some work on Hook Road.
He doesn't have a report.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking for it.
Oh, it didn't leave for him?
No.
Oh, jeez. Sorry.
You're okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, so, and then, so we also had two pretty significant storms last month as well. One on 11 December, which was mostly just wind. It was a little bit of rain, but it was mostly just kind of tree work. And then we had the storm on the 18th of December, which was, it started out with wind. The wind really wasn't that bad. We had a couple trees down around town, one that blocked South Road. But other than that, we were pretty good. The rain was what got us on that storm, because we had some pretty significant washouts that we were fixing pretty much that entire week and a little bit of the week after. It's something that I've been working with Bob, because I would imagine that FEMA's probably going to do something for it, and we should be able to get reimbursed for the vast majority of what we spent. But we did have, I mean, we had a lot of, it was a lot of rain.
I know.
I think I personally think WMUR's rain gauge is wrong. They said we only got 6.5. I think we got more.
Really?
I
mean, you think so?
Oh yeah. The water was up and over the road on the New Boston Road Bridge, and it's hard to get the water to over that road.
That's a lot of water to get up over that.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of rain that day. That was kind of one of the big, really the big thing that we did. We haven't heard back from Homeland Security here in New Hampshire about like what FEMA's going to do or anything like that, but we sent up our report to the state, and we're kind of just waiting to hear back on, you know, what reimbursement or whatever would look like.
Did that all recede fairly quickly too? Or?
It did. I mean, it really recede pretty quick. Surprisingly, I mean, things were high,
right?
But really, we're really lucky in Candia where, like, we do have a lot of runover and we get a lot of water, but we're also at the top of the watershed.
Right.
Like places like Raymond, you know, the water was over the bridge for like 2 days, you know, down there off of 27.
On Route 27.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we definitely get a lot of water, but we also don't have the big river.
Yeah.
That catches all the water, so we are kind of lucky in that respect.
And normally we're most of the roads held up fairly well?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, they did okay. I mean, there was definitely quite a few washouts, but we didn't have any, you know, crazy washouts where half the road was washed out or anything like that. Mostly it was shoulders undermining the pavement, stuff like that, or culverts getting washed out. The dirt roads held up okay. The backside of Tower Hill washed out pretty bad. Podunk Road, Washed out pretty bad. Thresher Road washed out kind of bad. But the front side that we redid actually held up pretty well. And then the only other thing, we had three spreader runs in December. We didn't plow at all.
I know.
Kind of surprising, but hey.
Didn't break anybody's heart except if you got a snowmobile or something. But.
Yeah, that's what I was loving. They were all out yesterday.
Oh, yeah, they were.
The gates are still closed, but yeah. They don't care.
Yeah. Sheesh. They were out. Good. Anybody had any questions for the road agent?
We didn't have to spend much salt.
No.
We did get lucky last month because we were kind of close.
You want to delay the police report and see if Mike shows up? He said he's going to be a little late.
Yeah,
he's
going to be a little late, yep.
We can delay that if that's okay. How about fire department?
Fire department, in December, the Sergeant Regular Maintenance, they reviewed their training for 2023 and planned it for this year, 2024, and they had ice rescue training. And the ambulance department is just as busy as ever. 43 calls.
Wow.
So we're over a call a day, and a call and a half a day. 14 fire calls for a total of 57 calls.
37 were EMS, huh? Wow. Including accidents.
And the response time is still good, 8 minutes. From that station to any place in town, on the average, pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Can I say one more thing, too?
Absolutely.
I forgot. I just wanted to thank the police department and the fire department for helping during that storm. Because obviously, when I'm fixing a washout or something, they're kind of running around, putting out cones and stuff. So they were definitely a huge help.
Good.
It's a great team.
Is was Bob going to be on?
Bob was out sick today, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. Who's the
bill?
Is that you or Russ?
Yeah.
Or
myself.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, today.
pretty
yeah.
Basic report here. We got total number of permits for December was 42, 55 inspections. December revenue was $4,820, and year-to-date revenue was $87,766.46.
Does anybody know what a bed bottom is?
A what?
The second one down.
Is it the septic
thing? Yeah, it's
oh, is it a
septic?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know what he was doing. What he was doing, but
they check the elevation according to the septic plant.
What? Yeah. What part of it? I don't know. It's a bed bottom.
Bed bottom. No, that's where everybody sleeps.
No, it's right next to rock bottom.
Yeah.
All right.
So we only have three code enforcements.
Yeah. Yeah. Regular. You regulars.
And those are the regulars, yeah.
But look at how many permits were pulled, huh?
Hmm.
Hey, that place on Old Deerfield Road got cleaned up.
Well, I'd say it did.
Yeah. Built up and everything else, yeah.
Had a huge garage in the back. It's looking good.
The garage is going to be nice.
Yeah, it puts the neighbor to shame now, don't it? All right. solid waste.
The trash and what have not gotten back to the department, so that's not available at the point. Bales of recyclables, you know, compared to last year, about 31 bales. The tonnage is about the same for December, and it, you know, there's some days there that you're not doing anything because of holidays and what have you. And the year-to-date totals, 75,000 plus, others coming in that is not reported in there yet. So it's you know, the last year, when you look at the 96,000, that was a full trailer load of aluminum cans.
Oh, wow.
And we're looking at, there's two trailers on Blevins property. We went to look at those to see if we could use those as storage. There is a possibility. We could have them, but the question is...
how to get them there?
Do we want them?
Transport.
Huh?
Do we want them?
Yeah, for storage. Yeah.
Why don't we just get rid of that stuff as we fill up the trailers we have there? Why do we want to store that stuff?
Well, again, the aluminum cans...
the time it takes to get it full.
Yeah, you don't have enough... I mean, they'll be out in the back area, and that's, you know, what I'm saying is it's just keeping everything dry and what have you. That's the main thing. And, you know, you lose money if certain things get wet.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's what recycling is. If, you know, when you can get the best dollar for it, or you can hold until the market is right, and it changes all the time. But this will be a no cost to us at that
right.
point.
You have room to store them down there where they won't be in the way or anything?
Well, what I'm saying is I talked to the gentleman that owns them.
Yep.
And if you want them, they are available. But we'd have to move them down. And, you know, I mean, there's some work involved in that
right.
end of it. So I just wanted to say that we're looking at it. Hey, that one trailer, an extra trailer that was brought in made a big difference. If you end up looking, if we can open that floor where the baler is, get one of those bales, rows of bales out, it's easier to turn. Right now, you end up moving those bales out of the way so you can go in and load the compactor or the baler. So what I'm saying is every time you move something, it's not efficient.
You're right.
So, I mean, that's the type of thing yeah. I'm looking at. And the other end of it, if you can offer full load, trailer load, it saves. Right now, you get so much, you got to maybe split a trailer with somebody else to get it out.
Yeah.
And you're not getting the dollars.
Because your trucking's the same, whether it's a full trailer load or half a trailer load.
It what?
The trucking.
Oh, trucking is, right, same. Right. Right, yeah. So, and that's a cost, needless to say, right? Trucking,
mm-hmm. That's right.
A cost factor.
So you'll keep us informed on that?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that's in the discussion stage at this point.
Any other questions for solid waste? Seeing any update with the budget committee soon? Or?
No, we meet Wednesday, that'll be the final approval or whatever. And I sent something just now to Linda. There's a sheet that they might want to do. And what it does is it takes the operating budget, all the warrant articles, which includes the operating budget, and it says how much it is per 1,000 for a house. And it goes through all the warrant articles and like that, does a school. But she'll have, when she gets a second, she'll copy it off tomorrow or whatever, if she has time. And let you guys look at it and see. I just barely sent it to her.
Did you send her a copy? Was it from the town report?
No, it's the one. It's a sample. It seems like most of the towns are doing this now.
Yeah.
Or you said yeah. Newton, and I know.
Oh, we were talking about the
the breakdown.
Right, the breakdown.
So
yeah.
that people just know what they're voting
yeah.
for, and they're not,
yeah.
you know, so shocked at everything.
Yeah.
They seem to be. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I can print that. I can print that.
I should send it to you too, but
yeah.
I sent it to.
It's
all
right. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
So it's a 7:37.
It's just a sample,
so.
And I think there's a couple of people who will do it.
Okay.
So that might be
helpful.
Again, it's
okay.
Educating the voters.
Yeah.
And can I ask a question on the planning board? Can we go to
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. I was just going to comment on it, but go ahead.
We found out that the school is not included in impact fees.
That's what they're working on. We're working on.
Oh, they're putting it in now?
Yeah, that's what's being worked on. School
it
and
never was
one other one.
I know.
I don't know why it never was.
Well, it's an amazing...
Well, it's just the money we have lost with the 55 plus and everything. It's just...
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. So when will we start getting these new impact fees? Or the new...
I would say, I can't really give you a date, Sue, but I know it's close to being completed.
Okay.
The other thing that we discussed at the last meeting was the three warrant articles. The one that the planning board was going to put in, we scratched that because mm-hmm. there still needs to be some work done to it.
Which one was that, Brian?
That was the one for...
ADU?
Pardon?
Was it the ADU?
Yes. No.
No.
No, okay. It wasn't that one.
Okay.
The accessory dwelling unit?
No, it wasn't that one. That's one that we want to work on this year.
Oh, the slope.
Slope one. Yeah, because we had some discrepancies with the town engineer questioned some of the language we had in and some of the things that we were talking about, and so we decided to table it till we could relook at it after, you know, elections. It wasn't enough time to make changes and still have a public hearing and bring it to the town. So that one's scratched. The other two were the petition ones. And that's to limit the planning board from granting conditional permits.
Right.
And
period? Or just the amount? What did they ask for? Just all?
All, so that,
no
in
condition.
Other words, and then at the end it says to adhere to the spirit of the ordinance. As opposed to the conditional permits, conditional use permit.
So, and couldn't a person, wouldn't a developer, somebody possibly just go to the state?
Absolutely,
and that's then why there's no chance
right,
of it being
the planning
approved.
Board right now I mean,
yes.
did not agree
oh, okay.
with those two petition warrant articles. It's not a good tool.
I wonder if
it doesn't
the people
allow,
writing them understood.
I don't think they totally understand what they're looking.
But they have to go in.
They have to go in. Yeah, they have to go in. Because you're right. So basically what that would do is if an applicant came in and we said no, they're just going to go to the Land Appeals Board and probably get it. And it's to do with workforce housing and stuff like that for the conditional use permit. It's a good tool. Allows the planning board to look at each application on its own merit as opposed to just a blanket... You know, approval or disapproval. It really takes a lot of ability for us to, you know, modify it. But
I would
still,
think there'd
keep
be
the
more
spirit
of a chance,
of the
though, with the people who are elected for the planning board to make that decision. Just, if you don't like what's happening, maybe change who you're electing for. Mm-hmm. But to put it in the state's hand,
right.
No offense, New Hampshire, but...
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
The planning board has never supported that.
That might.
When
come
the governor
back to...
suggested he was going to do this,
mm-hmm.
you know, we sent, you know, a letter saying that we were not in favor of it, but we knew it was going to happen anyway.
New governor, maybe change. Might change it.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to see that go
true.
Away.
No.
And on that same note, the one that is up there is still up there. Foster Farm there for New Bossa Road.
Oh.
It's still in their
I
hands.
I thought they had 30 days.
They had 90 days,
yeah,
and we're way past
gone.
That.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they
no, they did not rule
did.
On that.
Yeah.
No. They're still looking at the constitutionality.
Really?
That we didn't adhere to the Constitution by denying it.
Oh.
It's in our zoning. Why have zoning then?
Well, all I can say is it's still up there, and they have not ruled on it.
Oh.
And it's way past the 90 mm-hmm. days. Way past.
Well, I thought I read they did.
No, I think I think he's on Plan B on High Street here. So really, it doesn't.
Okay.
I don't think it matters really one way or the other. But
so that was that. Is there any other questions on any of the departmental reports? And we'll still hold the chief and hope he shows up. If he doesn't, we'll just have read it right into the minute. New business, allocate the police cruiser to the fire department. We all have a letter here.
There's a letter from Mike Kelly.
From
Mike Kelly.
And it's addressed to the chief and to myself. And it's in regard to the cruiser that we will take out of service. And they're requesting that we allow them to have it. And I mean, I think in the past we've accommodated both the building inspector and any other.
Right, that's how the building inspector gets his.
Exactly.
Makes complete sense.
But I'm surprised. I was surprised at Dee's take on this, because there were problems when they used to have one.
What is Dee talking about?
Well, when Rudy was.
Well, I think there was.
There were a lot of problems. They used to have a car.
Right.
Right.
And there were problems here, so I don't know. Maybe they'll just keep it tight.
Well, does Dee?
Well, I think you've got.
He does. I said to him, I said, Dee, are you
all right?
Does
he support this recommendation?
Yeah, he said he does. But.
Yeah, I think they got better leadership controls now than before.
I read this letter when he came in. He makes a pretty good argument.
Absolutely.
So with that in mind, I move we authorize the next surplus police cruiser to be assigned to the ambulance department, or the fire department.
The fire department.
For use by the ambulance people.
Second that.
Well, that's just specific to the ambulance.
Yeah,
people.
I was going to say, I don't think you can limit it.
We don't want to limit it to the ambulance.
Fire slash rescue.
For the fire department.
Ambulance.
Because it's from the fire department, so.
Yep. And we'll get the thing re-lettered and send it over there.
Yep. Is he second? Patrick did? Okay.
Yeah.
All in favor of releasing that cruiser when it comes available to the fire department? All in favor?
I'm in favor. It's number one, cuts cost of an expensive machine chasing in to get certain things like Mike says.
Changing the batteries and...
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Boyd, Brian,
Pat.
Thank you.
You're right about that, Ross.
Yeah.
Sending the ambulance in the town to pick up supplies.
They just call you for a ride.
Huh?
They just call you for a ride.
I think I read the letter. I think it's a good idea.
All right, now the chief is here. We'll go back to you.
Hello, good evening.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody. Busy month in December, a couple highlights. We helped several agencies with investigations, and the several agencies that helped us with investigations. One of them, we had warrants to execute in Maine, so some agencies got involved and went to Maine, so our officers didn't have to go. Another incident happened down by Boyd's house. The ICAC team came into town, internet crimes against children.
Is that the trafficking one?
Can't get into it,
but... Well, I read that, and I said, can there?
Nobody's in harm's way here that we know of, and they're doing a real good job. And,
good.
We've got a couple of sexual / physical assaults involving minors that came in the month of December that we are looking into. CYAA, the new soccer field, got tore up. Back in December.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, somebody drove out there?
Someone drove out there.
It's a mess.
Really?
It was just a picture of a vehicle, and a lieutenant saw a vehicle matching the description. It got a plate number, so we've got some leads on that. We know where the vehicle's out of, a neighboring town or whatnot. And that's being looked into.
Good.
We gave out 2 background packets last week. We got 1 back, so... That's starting to look up a little bit. Like a week, I don't know if I mentioned it, but a few weeks ago we had a guy lined up and we gave him a packet. We never heard from him.
You did an interview too, didn't you?
We've been doing interviews every week. Every week we've been having somebody, and kudos to Phil McPherson, because he's the guy on Indeed. He's like the interface for the department, getting the word out there and talking to the applicants and whatnot. So he's been doing a real good job.
How did those interviews go?
So we get 2 that's where we're getting all the leads. So we're given 2 background packets out of 2 interviews.
Oh, nice.
Last week. We got 1 back, so hopefully we'll get the other one back and we can start looking into their backgrounds. You can't even make calls these days without getting an authorized waiver, which is part of the background packet. Mm. Or run a criminal check or motor vehicle check on these guys. So sometimes we do the preliminaries and then there might be something that washes them out, but we have to at least get the packet out and get the waiver signed.
Are you offering the sign up, the signing bonus?
Oh, that's right on there, yeah. But we haven't had any luck with like a lateral transfer, or what do you want to call it?
Oh, yeah.
Certified guy.
Mm.
No.
Huh.
No. Unfortunately.
Patrick, did you put
you know
yours
what?
In?
The non-certified ones don't come with bad habits.
Yeah.
You get to create those habits.
We may have to have a special meeting here, too, with you guys, because the Academy has some deadlines for February, and I think it's the 18th.
Really?
Of January?
Yeah, that the paperwork would have to be in, so if someone stopped...
February 18th, right?
No, January.
January 18th?
February 18th.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's next week.
So, we may have to do, depending on if we get these two packets back and things are looking good, conditional offer that they're gonna complete A, B, C, D. We've done that in the past with the board, whether it's polygraph or physical agility test or psychological test or something that we can't get in during those time requirements, hire them conditionally. And it gives us time to at least get the academy paperwork in. Because it's gonna be 4 months. If we don't get anybody in the February academy, the next one starts in June.
Yeah. Holy mackerel, yeah.
It's putting a strain on the manpower because me and the lieutenant are trying to swap some shifts. And
yeah, I was going to ask you, how'd that work out after our Christmas discussion there? Did that help morale any? Or?
Yeah, but we're still not...
It's you still don't not have the body.
I know you still haven't changed your body count, but...
Right.
Are any of your part-time guys kicking in at all, or no?
Not as much as we'd like. Due to other jobs and new family and stuff like that, so it's not like, hey, get in here, we need you.
Right.
We ask, the lieutenant's always on these guys, and you know, a lot of times they're working their other job.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. One guy's working three jobs.
If it just came in full time,
down
to
one. he needs one good one, then.
It doesn't help us out, but
yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, they have been helpful in ways. So.
Yeah, every shift helps.
Exactly.
So.
Yep. So they have been helpful in certain ways. Other than that, things are good.
Good. Any questions for the chief?
You
know?
Okay.
It's a new year, chief.
Did you tell him we're getting sued?
Oh, it's just Porter. Ongoing Porter.
Oh, that guy still?
Yeah, he's still. Yeah, they give him for. Oh, I don't know if I can talk about it.
But. He finally got to my name. Yeah, it's not usually worth wasting that breath on, but he finally listed my name and one. He spelled it wrong. But that's part of the course with him.
Perfect. Let him sue that guy instead of you.
Exactly. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. You have a forestry grant?
Yes, the fire department has been awarded the 2024 Volunteer Fire Assistance Funds through the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. So it's a little different this year. We need to authorize Brian to enter into contracts and agreements on behalf of the town. So usually don't see this, but George said they've switched it up. So just if you can authorize Brian to sign.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to authorize Brian to sign whatever he'd like.
Well, that's too open-ended.
Oh, really?
Right?
Yeah.
No, it's just that. The forestry. Like
no, I know. Thank you, Sue.
I'll second it for Brian.
All in favor?
Russ.
So, yeah, boy.
Russ.
Pat. You're in favor?
Yeah.
Copy of that forestry?
Yeah, I don't see
We don't have an extra. I can give you one tomorrow. When I see you tomorrow, I'll make a copy. Okay.
You can sign it now.
Oh. Well, let's see here.
Make sure I sign it in the right place.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it after the meeting.
Okay.
Me do after
yeah.
The meeting.
No, I don't mind at all.
Okay.
All right, mileage rate increase.
Yep. Just need you to. I think you approved it last time. It's gone up to 1.5 cents.
Is it up to now?
I just read the memo from him. Yeah. I move we authorize 67 cents a mile. In 2024, the use of private vehicles.
Second.
Right now, it's 65 and a half cents.
Right.
Does anybody take this?
Yeah, they do. People think sometimes if Bob needs to drive his vehicle, if there's something going on with his car, the town car, he'll do it. Katie does it to the bank. Chuck, I know, runs to, sometimes Chuck uses it for some
again,
stuff he
so
does,
far,
so.
Electric and hybrids. Included in it,
yeah.
I tell you, they're pushing that so much it isn't funny.
That's a $70,000 Tesla.
Yeah,
not from the things I've seen.
If I know my house to catch.
Do we get
fire.
You second it, right?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor of the mileage changing to 67 cents?
Russ.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Yeah.
All right. Sue.
Patrick, you only get 67 on the truck.
Uh, All right, is this from you?
Yeah, this is just a formally hire, Melissa Madden.
Yep.
She's been on a temporary basis. She has done two payrolls.
Right.
And so we'd like
she's
to bring her on.
She's working good with Kim.
She's working great. Yeah, Kim's, yeah. Yep. She's got prior accounting experience, so Kim is impressed.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Is it 8 to 12? I thought it was 8 to 12. Now it says
no, 8 to 2. It's 12 hours. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had Jessica in here Mondays, Tuesdays,
Monday
6 hours
Tuesday,
each day.
Every other week. Yeah.
And especially where Melissa is learning. She definitely needed that time last week, so.
Good.
Yeah, so.
We have a motion then?
I'll make a motion. To make Melissa Madden a full-time employee.
Part-time, very part-time, whatever.
Part-time.
Yeah. Not temporary, let's put it that
way. Yeah, we just did temporary. Yeah, we had to notice it, and we did.
Right.
And then I didn't receive any responses, so.
Also, it's been posted.
We carried her on a temporary basis while we're posting.
Right.
So.
No.
Transparency, we posted the job. Yeah.
Do I get a second?
I'll second that.
You second it? Okay.
This is great.
If there's no questions or discussion, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Morning.
Brian.
Andrew, I assume that's in the budget.
Yes.
Yeah, because that was replacing
and
Jessica.
Yeah, actually, less money.
I was just going to say it money. Seems
save
like
us
we
a couple
make
out.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so we're good.
All right. Other business. Oop, I didn't say anything.
Just
you got
Dick
anything?
Is here for a petition warrant article. He just wanted to.
All right, go ahead, Dick.
Dick?
Dick.
You got a petition warrant article for us?
Yes.
Did you want to speak to it at all? Or?
You want to speak to it? Or?
This is one of the warrants.
You want to speak to it about it tonight?
I don't, unless you have some questions on it.
Okay. Yeah, this is the one that
I gave Andrea the background of what happened.
Yep.
He's
and what we'd like to do is get this into the Conservation Commission per se, and
that's
then
all this acreage
and stuff down there.
Right.
Yeah, I believe that this went to town vote. This is in 2015. This went to town vote. I think he's just reaffirming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it passed already.
Yeah.
But
I have it marked as town owned. So,
under conservation.
Yeah, under conservation, yeah.
Does this have to go through as a warrant article, Dick, or can the selectmen just transfer that custody to the Conservation Commission?
I think this was one of the ones I sent a memo to Andrea that you guys looked at, and the feedback I got was you do the one down on New Boston Road, but you wanted this one to go in as a
petition
warrant article. So that's basically what it is. It's a follow-up of the 2015, picks up one of the problems I had in 2015. I didn't put all four of them in there. It was amended at the deliberative session because the town attorney had asked for, well, we really want to let the selectmen be able to recall it for 3 years. So in 2018, I should have been smart enough to go back and say, now we really want to get it to the point where we don't worry about tax stuff. So.
Now these all abut Donovan Road? They all abut Donovan Road?
No, none of them abut
it. It says acres off Donovan Road.
If you look at the old rail trail.
Yeah.
Okay. There's about four of them that come down there that run to the back side of the mansions they're building on the Chester Turnpike there.
Okay.
Well, there's Kinnicum Pond, which has been there a long time, and that's good. Then there's one right next to that, and then there's the one that we were doing in 2015, which is somebody who lived out in Michigan that just died and gave it to us, or went, you know, taxes. And then we have, in between those two, there's a private one that I think that you guys did something to allow him to go over that one to be able to get to the one that's between
Well, we never,
and the other one.
Yeah, we never did anything. You're talking about Blevins, that piece that they wanted to buy?
No.
No, he's no. talking
he's
about
talking about on the other side.
They're
down
moving.
The road.
They're already moving.
Yeah. They're selling the property.
Yeah. That's going to go away. Yeah. That agreement will go away.
We used to be able to get the Kinnikum Pond.
Right.
Yeah.
Now we can't. This, I think, is going to be the process where we can get to the point where we can get the Kinnikum Pond and we have those and we don't have to worry about somebody coming in and developing them.
Well, you'd be hard-pressed to develop out there right now.
Yeah.
Well, we used to be able to get to Kinnikum on Baker Road.
Yeah.
But now we can't go down to the railroad tracks and get there, so it's another hole.
Exactly. It's so hard. He won't let it down. Yeah. Well, he owns, 350 acres or something?
He just doesn't want anybody anywhere near.
Got cameras thing. Everywhere. Okay. So, what do you need
it's going in. I don't think you need to do anything. It's a petition. It's just going
to
go.
Yeah, it has to go on anyway.
So, yeah.
Right. It'll go on.
Yeah, it's just going on.
I could talk.
You just get 25 signatures, Dick.
Yeah, I think he's got all his signatures.
Yeah, something to go. Yeah.
Tomorrow's his deadline.
Do we have? So we don't have any other warrant articles from petition warrant articles?
No. Just the two of the planning board, yeah.
The two planning board, but
yeah. Zoning. Yeah.
What'd you have, Dick?
Andrea asked me to bring it to you guys at this meeting.
I try to get it tomorrow.
It's going to be delivered as a package. We have more than 25.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
The only other issue that I've got in my head is I forgot to put at the end of it with no additional cost to the town. I'll have to do that at the deliberative session, but that ought to be an easy amendment.
Yeah, you can amend that. Yeah.
And I want to thank you guys very much for the new Boston one. I really appreciate that.
That's the one we dedicated to Dennis, wasn't it? Right?
The one for Dennis?
Dennis Lewis, Town Forum.
Right, yeah. That's what I thought.
Right.
Yeah. Good.
That bridge is holding up.
I know, even when the water goes over the top.
Going over the top. I don't know who built it, but they did a good job.
That's debatable, right, Jeff? Huh?
I didn't build that.
No, I know that, but it's debatable whether they did a good job.
Well, it's holding.
It's held up. It has some issues, but it has held up.
Yeah.
It does allow traffic to go back and forth. Any other business? Yes, one thing, right?
Oh, with the public hearing?
No.
No.
Whether we want to put that warrant article in.
Oh, go ahead.
As a DOS.
Uh-oh.
Andrea and I have had a discussion on if the board is interested in putting a warrant article in that changes the budget committee to advisory only as opposed to what they are right now. And what that basically means is they still function the same way other than they don't end up having a budget. They can make recommendations to the Board of Selectmen, but it's still our budget.
Why are we discussing this before Wednesday?
What's the point?
What's the point?
Yeah. It takes the power away.
It takes the power away. So you don't have
the budget
a budget committee, but a budget. You have the selectmen's budget with recommendations from the budget committee.
And it goes for the to the voters.
It still goes to the voters, but...
And if they see areas where the budget can come down or go up or whatever, they just make the recommendations. Not.
But it doesn't
still,
hold,
Right, it's still our budget.
Yeah. Right, boy.
Leave us to sit there and jump through hoops.
Do we have to talk about that today? I mean, do you want to discuss it today? Or
you can wait till the 22nd. Is that our next meeting?
It's up to you guys. Well, it's out there now. So.
It's out there. So think about it. And if you want to wait and we can discuss it at the next meeting, I'm fine with that.
No, we can discuss it. Whatever you want to do. But
the quicker I can get it done, if you're going to get the wording for it.
I present it because I'm the one who wanted to get rid of the budget committee.
I understand that. I think it's a disservice to the people who serve on the budget committee.
Who are we trying to serve? We trying to serve them or the townspeople?
The taxpayers.
The taxpayers.
Yeah.
Okay. So their role is still the same. They still make good arguments on where something should be changed, but yet it still comes back to the selectmen. It's our budget.
I think you're going to get pushback on that.
Well, I'm sure we will, but...
Yeah.
Because the other one didn't go over big.
That was abolishing them.
What other one?
That was just getting rid of them altogether.
All right.
Well, I'll stay out of this.
We can think, well, you can't stay out of it.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you want to do. You can put whatever you want in there, Brian. You can put whatever warrant article you want in there. Do you think you have 25 people assigned?
No, this is a petition one.
No.
So think about it, and we can discuss it at the next meeting. How's that?
Will that give you enough time, Andrea? To...
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be...
She doesn't have the correct verbiage yet from...
I don't, yeah.
So is this something that's probably, I mean, it's out there, but shouldn't be brought up Wednesday?
If you want to mention
it... I don't want to mention it, yeah, but I mean, I'm sure by Wednesday.
Well, you're just the bearer of news. You're not,
well, I know.
You're not the one that...
But I mean, Brian is going to be there.
I'll be there too.
He's going to be... Yeah, he'll be there. I would encourage the selectmen to be there. It's the budget, so...
For...
Wednesday night?
Wednesday night?
It's the final decision.
I mean, it really doesn't, in my mind, it doesn't make any difference if it's discussed with them or not, because this is a warrant article from the Board of Selectmen. I mean, they don't have input on, I don't feel they have input on whether the board decides that or not. Because obviously they're going to say no, I would think.
Yeah, several ways to look at that. It's interesting. I have to.
It's really just one. It's the selectmen's budget going to the ballot over the budget committees. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And you both work
so
equally hard.
How did you read that warrant article?
I have to find out. I have to talk with NHMA because it
changes the status to an advisory committee only.
Yeah, and I don't know.
And she doesn't know yet whether it's appointed by the Board of Selectmen. Or if they can be elected.
Elected advisor can be elected. I think they can be elected.
Well, this needs a little more work before we...
Oh, yeah, but I just want to throw it out there so you guys can think about it. And we're not the only town that's done that.
No, but most of them aren't advisory. They've gone from advisory to
a budget. I see a lot of advisory.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do. I think
the tide is switching.
Yeah. It's going back to advisory?
I just see a lot of advisory over opposed to budget because I'm like, oh, are advisory elected? Are they appointed? Or can they be both?
Right.
How is the budget committee?
Or can be one or the other. I mean, not both. It can't be both, but it can be one or the other.
When you say they're advisory,
mm-hmm.
now are they just advising the board? Or
correct. They do everything.
That's it. They're not.
Right. They'll look at our budget that we present to them.
Right.
And they'll either make recommendations or accept it in total.
Right.
Who will run for those, if it's a position or even to be nominated from the select board, who's going to run for that? What difference does that make?
Right.
Well,
I mean, I would say to myself, I'm not going to waste my... I mean, no offense, but what does it do?
Well, it's no different than the Conservation Commission and other people that
they have a little bit of, when I say power, influence or whatever, the Conservation Commission, I think, does.
Right.
But the budget committee, if they're advisory, why? I don't know, and I don't want to sound poo-poo, but I'm just devil's advocate.
Maybe when we had some of our budget meetings, they would show up and advise us at that point. You know what I'm saying is if there's no committee, but they'd be set. Hey, wait a minute, I want to get
involved. We're having our hearings on the budget, right?
Right.
This is just a polite way of abolishing the budget committee.
No.
It's a real thing.
It's a nice way of taking their authority away.
Do you think that members...
That it is.
Yeah. Well, do you think that there are members that wouldn't want to serve because of that?
Mm-hmm. And I think this might come back to bite the board in the fanny. Because if you put a budget out there and the budget committee hasn't done their figuring or whatever they need to do, whether they approve it or don't approve it, you might find you get more pushback because you don't have a budget committee approving it.
Right.
It might.
We didn't have one for years, so we survived.
Yeah.
How will that affect the school?
Same.
Be the same.
I mean, if we we override the school, they mm-hmm. would not have a budget committee for right. the school?
The right. budget committee no, they for would the still school have, is a waste they would
of time.
Still,
the,
it's a waste of time for the budget committee to look at the school's budget anyways. What?
It is.
They have zero control over it.
Because of the superintendent's office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they can vote it down.
They can vote it down, but that doesn't mean anything.
No, but this year was level funded. We took away a lot. It was level funded this year, the school. The school was level funded.
Well, all I'm saying is that would encompass the school and everything
yes.
at that point.
Yeah, because the budget committee that you elected back in 2004, 2005
okay, no, that's all
is, was for the town and school.
So. All right, that's what I just wanted to
know. All right, well, think about it. We can discuss it later. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I feel confident after I brought that thing up that our 10% for the town, our 10% increase, is still less than the school's 2.5% increase dollar wise. Mm. Well, and then yeah. I think they thought, oh yeah. So I think it'll be all right. I think. But you know, you'll have to decide.
It's a pretty tough budget to cut. It's really.
Our job is here to run the town. What it takes to run the town, that's what it takes to run the town.
Roger. Anything else?
That's all I have.
Does anybody got anything else on the other business?
Nope.
All right. Calendar. Town offices will be closed Monday, January 15th, 2024, Martin Luther King Day. And the next select board meeting will be January 22, 2024.
But we've got the 16th special meeting at 5:30.
Well, she has to post that, so.
What's that?
Well.
We have to have a public hearing on that bond.
For a bond for the police station. Which is, sounds weird, but.
Yeah.
Even though enough is
so it's Tuesday, because I did want to say we have to sign, sign AP and.
Yep.
I won't, I'll be working that day, I know that, so.
Can you make 5:30?
I just wanna.
That's okay.
If we can get three.
Boyd, usually I can get Russ, Boyd, actually Brian, you're not working, so.
No, I'll be there all day.
Okay, so I'll have three.
What time
okay,
do you
and
meet
so
on the 16th?
This is at what time?
5:30, if that works for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what she's gonna post. If there's any change, she'll
tomorrow.
Let you know. That
I'm
work for you too?
Tomorrow,
yeah.
So.
Okay. You're all set with that, boy?
Yep.
Patrick, you could do that, fine, Jenny. Okay.
Now, see, I'd recommend the budget committee go and hear what you have to say.
On what?
Oh, it's a public hearing. I'd recommend the public.
Well, I know, but I mean, they're a group that I would recommend.
Well, that's right. I think Brian should be there on Wednesday night.
No, she's talking
about
the
16th. I'm talking about telling them about
this
projected date or whatever you want to call it, possible date, so they can. So you're not repeating the whole thing over again when...
Well, we're going to repeat it. I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
Now in session. Voting, so.
Yeah.
And the presidential primary is January 23rd, 2024. And I don't know who's going to be... You're going to do the morning?
Yeah.
Boyd usually does the morning, so.
And you'll do whatever you can do, or...?
Yeah, I got... That's a Tuesday. My doctor's appointments or whatever. Then, well, January 23rd, I get
to. Do we need a schedule...
I'm going to be there all day, so it don't matter.
And Brian's there all day. Okay.
I'm going to try to be
Patrick's
back around.
Patrick's going to be there in the latter part of the day.
I'll try to be back around 2.
And I'll be there, except when I go home to get the
cookies. 2 to close?
Yeah.
So you're doing 2 to close?
Well, we expect to be there when we get there in the morning
no,
for
muffins.
Breakfast.
If you want muffins?
And it's better with the war.
Sue?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Look at this. Bring a cup of coffee while you're at it.
So what time?
He won't buy one.
So we got.
I'll be whenever. I usually don't get there right at 6,
late?
I'll be honest
okay.
with you. No, I might
it's
roll in at
6:30,
yeah, quarter past, so.
6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, whatever. I'll be there.
Is that in the morning? No.
Yeah, right there.
That evening.
Brian, on
it
that
six,
date,
yeah.
I'd like to be able to have some passouts on the bond issue at that point.
I don't know if you can.
I don't
what
know
if
you can
either.
So bond, I think you can do the flyer.
It has nothing to do with
whatever.
The election.
No, but I don't know.
Well, not on that election, it doesn't. have anything to do with that.
Right.
Oh, because it's just a primary.
Yeah, the presidential primary.
Yeah, it's the other one that you might not be able to, the March
one. Warren article, such and such. I mean, we can talk about it, but I'm saying it's something to hand out to people that they're aware that we're going to have the...
I mean, we had the handouts at the last elections, too. Midterms and whatnot, we had handouts for the possible PD.
And maybe, I'm sorry, it's, maybe with the other committee talking about it and saying public hearing, such and such a date, Warren Articles, 3, is it Warren Articles?
I think it's 4.
Whatever. But what I'm saying is on police, build it, what I'm saying, we start that out to and we have a date set that they can come in to listen to us talk about.
Yeah, you want to get with the chief and either copy that old one we got there or update it a little bit?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I
think it's a great idea.
You got 90% of what we need, but I just want to, let people, talk about it. All right.
Come on over.
Come on over.
I mean, we had some great discussions at the last election, so.
Mm. Yeah.
A lot of people were interested.
Well, it's a way of letting people know this is coming.
Yep. Yeah. So. All right. Was there any public input? Anybody got anything else? No? Nobody's on?
Nobody.
All right.
Nobody.
Motion to adjourn?
Happy New Year.
I so move to adjourn.
Okay. Second.
Check it. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian?
Pat.
Thank you. Thank you, Dick.